And you are back. Of course, you are listening to Davins, and thank you guys for hanging out. The question is, where do bad folks go when they die? To my basement. To do.
We're not dead yet.
Before the break, of course, that was Anthony Cumia of The Anthony Cumia Show, which is launching next Monday at 4 p.m. You go to the AnthonyCumiaShow.com.
Yep.
And you can subscribe there. He was telling us what went down with Sirius, what the plans are for the show going forward. He pretty much answered everything except for the Howard Stern question.
It's going to be it's going to be an amazing show. Like I said, I was there for a couple of writing meetings. Yeah. It's going to be phenomenal. Also, the Rock Gut song. What was that thing?
That's the name of the song.
30 samples we did, and we used to do that live.
Oh my God!
Live.
Well, the song I liked, I played before. The one I have the album. I don't listen to it all the time. Can't listen to anything all the time. But Sirius Tune, which is actually just a really good musical song.
Mm-hmm. The Sirius Tune, we took that tune. It was actually a song from a band that Joe was in called The Young Breed. And we took the song, and the guy that's singing on there, along with Anthony, is our friend, the friend of ours, Jim Laird, who has one of the most amazing voices out of anybody I've ever met, professional and not professional musician. So we took that, and then we put it on the album, and we told Jim what we did, and Jim was less than pleased, and we told him to shut up.
Oh, no.
Time is short. We're going to go long tonight. Anybody got a problem with that?
No.
We're going to go long. Regulars of the show know that, of course, this is the portion of the show where we deal with the internet scammers, the scammers from Africa, Eastern Europe, Malaysia, and everything. First portion of it, of this segment, is called Scam Busters, where we try to solve problems for people and everything, expose things, try to educate the public. After that, we do a scam, scamming the scammers, which, of course, is when we actually make these scammers think that we're in real romantic relationships with them and waste their time and money. But we always start with the scam busters. I don't know how much. We got a long show tonight, kids.
Two notes.
How much voice you got left?
We'll see. So Scam Busters is brought to you, of course, by Surf Easy.
Yes.
Surf Easy is the easiest way to protect your online identity and privacy. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. And now for some Scam Busters music. How long will this be? What do you think, Joe? A chord?
I'd say three measures. Not even three measures. Two measures.
We got to let some of it get out. Where is it? Come on, play. Stupid, really? It's
It'll
being
be.
Difficult. Really? I don't want that. Nirvana. There we go. Stupid. Stupid flubs. I need a man. Well, don't isolate that.
Isolate that. Isolate that. Isolate that.
Well, I do like Adam Lambert.
You know, you came out.
I certainly did.
Fanboy ho.
Let this in shock. Scam Busters! All right, we'll continue with Joe's favorite portion of this. This is Ann Jackson. This woman was supposed to be this great internet anti-scammer, informing people and everything. And then, unfortunately, she started leading people to scammers.
The savior of the scam.
The savior of the scam community. And then, unfortunately, she started leading people to scammers. So people were wondering, is she doing this on purpose, which some people do.
Yeah.
They help scammers. So we were tasked to get to the bottom of this, and these are the conversations I had with her over a period of months and still am having with her. And, you know, we've come to a little bit of a different conclusion, but you guys can decide for yourself. The question is, how many Mr. Davins? Real quick.
Okay.
Because that's what she calls me. She calls me Mr. Davin.
We're going to go for 20.
20 Mr. Davins. Pip?
Dear God. No, I'm saying 10.
All right. All right.
Ooh,
let's go through this. All right. This is me writing to her. And everybody you've dealt with has been a scammer. Now, keep in mind, Joe almost lost his shit last week because he can't take this woman denying things anymore. Everybody you've dealt with has been a scammer. None of them have ever been who they claim to be. Yes, the FBI does have the power to arrest the scammers, but I do not think that pertains to Japanese citizens. You need to contact your local authorities and see if anything can be done. Yes, the CID can arrest military personnel that are criminals. The people you dealt with are not American personnel. They are foreign scammers. The CID can do nothing about this. You need to stop talking to these people. This is me writing to her. You need to stop CCing them on every email. It is because of that practice that they always seem to be one step ahead of you.
You asshole.
Joe, don't mince your words. Tell me what you really think. ahead of you and appear to be real officials to you. I can't do anything more to convince you. I want you to think about something, though. The people you have been dealing with have asked you and promised you money at every turn. I never have, nor will I ever ask you or promise you money. Who do you think is telling you the truth? You need to come to terms with the fact that this was a scamming operation. And I sign it off. Now, she sends me a note from Jennifer Green. remember, who's Parker Green's daughter.
Yeah.
She got hit by the truck with the money.
Yes. And it all flew up in the air like a comic strip.
Mummy Rekha. Mummy.
Mummy.
Mummy. She's all wrapped up. I'm not a scammer. Please do not call me this word. I've gone to meet my friends. Father here in UK, and I explained to him. So he went with me this morning to the bank, and they said if they do the transfer without the tax clearance for Japan, that the funds will be blocked in there, and you'll find it difficult to clear out the funds. I begged Mr. Rowland, my friend's dad, and he promised to give me £500. I will help you with it. You are my only hope, are you, Obi-Wan? Please save me. Yours sincerely, daughter Jennifer. All right, now that's important, because what scammers do, they like to build a relationship. So when they're romancing with you, like within a couple of days, you're the husband, you're the wife. Same thing here, the daughter.
Schmoozy.
It's not really the daughter, just building that relationship.
And as we've pointed out before, that whole thing with Mummy, she's supposed to be American.
Right.
What's that mum stuff?
Exactly. Unless she's seeing an old Abbott and Costello film, it don't make sense.
Well, mum's the word.
In her defense, it sounds kind of silly. If you're part of a culture that you're, you know, a country or a place you're living, you kind of pick up the habits or the vernacular of that country. So, as a devil's advocate, maybe she's picked up the vernacular.
Okay, it could happen. It could happen.
Like I said, I'm just being the devil's advocate on that.
All right. Shall we continue? Mr. Javis!
Number one!
This is the truth! Jennifer did pay for the fees! This is why I believed her. Do not do something wrong to people. All I want to say is, I am not lucky, because this scam is invisible. Threats, and this does kill me! So I write back to her. Her calling you her mother is the same thing as a scammer quickly calling their new mark their husband, wife, queen, king, etc. I'm explaining this to her.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be an expert.
I was just thinking the same thing. She's supposed to be an expert. She's got to be told this.
Yeah.
It is a technique to make you feel that you are close with each other emotionally. It is nothing more. You have a real daughter. Take care of her and leave Jennifer B. And then I ask her if she's ever spoken on video chat. Mr. Davin! About CID! After doing unrest report to CID, he replied to me! First is the one I sent you, and then CID, Mr. George replied to me! I don't know if I'm going to have a voice for this.
You better watch it. You lost your voice the last time.
I know. I did describe the situations and report James H. Miller, a fake soldier, Parker Green, and Brown Cotton to them. He confirmed, I have no idea how you did the investigation. So now... I'm incompetent. Hold your thought, Joe. I know you're saying this is news.
No,
mark
any,
that,
any
Tom.
Any slam against you is being sidelined for the stupidity that she's dreaming up.
Much like your marriage, is the chance we'll get that later on. The slam. Yeah, it was a long way ago.
Boy, oh boy. You could have just sat there.
I should have
put the compliment.
I didn't know how to react. I'm sorry. I don't have my
nice niceness. I can't react to that.
No, I have antibodies built up to expect your nastiness.
That's true.
He's sitting there fanning himself.
Sometimes the antibodies make you sick when they're supposed to protect you.
I apologize.
So I go to her. I go, it's like I told you. I actually do consult with the U.S. military. I have a contact in the Pentagon. I had him see if George Meekum working with the CID exists. Remember, George Meekum, not the real CID, but contact that are posing as the CID. He does not, and furthermore, he told me nobody in the CID would write as, quote, crudely as George did. They respond to you because you tell all of these people exactly what you're going to do. Then they make an email address that looks real to you because, quite frankly,
you're stupid.
Yeah, well, I pretty much said that. You don't know what an official email address looks like. Again, why would I lie to you? I have nothing to gain from this. If anything, I've been a friend to you these last few months as we have gone through this process. You really need to step away and think about this. Show your emails to your real daughter, not this scammer Jennifer who tries to manipulate you. I am sure she wants what is best for you. Mr. Davin!
Number three!
Case 1 HK funds. These are the Hong Kong funds. Remember, they've been trying to get her funds from Hong Kong, the money transfers, the banking. This is what Interpol Eric informed me. I did not pay the whole Euros 3,500 because Green and Miller paid some for me. Mr. Green has his record. How ironic. They will bring cash to me, and they ask me to pay another fees after opening the case file. Then they said, try all you can or borrow money since the funds will hit your account. How much do the victims have to pay for? Post it. Thanks. So saying, do what you can. Just get us the money.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do.
It's so evident.
And this is so...
so evident.
I know.
How
could she not see it?
How could you not see it?
Well, that's been the argument for people who think that she's completely full of crap and helping the people.
Yeah.
So then these are some of the correspondence that they wrote to her. Dear Mrs. Jackson, do not pay any money to them. We will send a delegate to the bank. You will furnish the accommodation and transportation. You're going to pay for the transportation and the hotel for these officials, because that's how it works.
Of course. Why would you have to do that?
It is $3,500 euros for the cost.
Sorry.
Once they get there at the bank, these two bank officials will be arrested and will be tried. Our delegates will cash out your funds from the bank, and IMF will immediately transfer the sum of 295,000 United States dollars into your account, or can bring it cash to you by themselves. So here, so you just pay us 3,500 euros, you're going to get 295,000 U.S.
And she's buying this.
This depends on you, whichever way you chose. This is urgent, and your most utter urgency is needed. Mr. Eric. Eric, of course, Interpol Eric from the Interpol. Again, like we said, the pressure. You got to do it now.
It's urgent.
Even when I got scammed, not by these scammers, but with that online company, it was the urgency thing.
The time thing.
Whenever somebody pressures you to react right away, that's when you need to say, hold on, time out, and be prepared to walk away.
Red flag.
Because they want you to react quickly.
Yep.
Attention, Ann Jackson. I am sure you know the delegates are there to do. I have to inform you that the three delegates will be in Hong Kong tomorrow morning. I ask you to try and send the complete 3,500 euros to Mr. Brown, allegedly of the FBI, before they get there. This message is for your own good and benefit, so that they can get the funds transferred into your bank account before Monday next week. This is my word to you. Yours sincerely, Mr. Eric. Again, the trust.
Right.
Would I lie? Well, yeah, that's what they do.
Well, yeah, that's your job.
And then she goes, this is what Brown Cotton, the internet IC3, FBI told her. Hello, Anne. Thank you for your message. I want you to know that I am doing all this because I do not want your funds to be left with Hong Kong government. This is why I've stayed here before, spent my money in hotel, and also my time.
So and too fucking bad.
Well, the FBI, all of a sudden the FBI is in the business of spending all their time and money.
Yeah.
Right.
I want you to do anything at all costs to send at least 1,000 euros. The latest tomorrow because, again, the panic. Now they're panicking. Tomorrow because two Interpol men are coming today evening and the rest will be here on Monday. I do not want to disappoint them. Please, this is to have the plan to make sure that your funds leave Hong Kong to Japan next week into your bank account direct with no problems anymore. She's letting all these people do the banking for her. Again, I know our regular listeners know, and it seems pretty obvious to a lot of people, don't let other people do your banking for you.
Not only that, also we were talking to that gentleman about a month or so ago, who was talking about the fees. Now, some of the fees, there are fees, but she should look into the fees before she starts paying them. Find out who is the banker, what bank, who did you speak to, what bank is it, call the bank, verify before you spend a dime. No matter how much pressure they're putting on you. And she should know, as somebody that claims that she's a professional scam buster, the tactics that they use.
Yeah, it's pathetic that she's claiming to be this expert.
Look, I'm
going to
say this again. Sometimes you're in a position where there's something that you're holding on to that makes you feel better, that makes you think that there's a resolution that's going to come that, you know, that'll make it better, and it's not coming, and to finally come to terms with it is a devastating thing.
Yeah.
And that's where she is right now. There's so much stuff that she's just not looking at or bypassing. I called her an asshole, but it's not fair to call her an asshole.
It's not fair to call me an asshole. It doesn't stop you.
it's fair to call you an asshole. But anyway.
All right, I set myself up for that. I'm having an off night.
You just like lowballed that right in there.
But it's not fair to call her an asshole because she's not thinking rationally. There's a difference between doing something as an asshole and that. Well, my sister,
Joe, Joe, you sure you want to go down this road?
Yeah,
no,
this is
not
a
really.
Slippery slope.
There's a watch I'd like to talk to you about. I'll relieve you of the rest of that thought and we'll go on.
Back to the story.
Yeah.
We both learned something.
Yeah, we certainly did. When in doubt, give Contesia the mic.
Yeah. Oh, God. No, don't.
So Brown Cotton goes, I hope you will understand my mail and try your possible best to do as I have indicated. Good luck, Mr. Brown. Hello, Ann. I'm doing too much bursting where some scammers are hiding. I think he meant busting, but he's bursting. Apparently he's got a tinkle.
He's happy.
I don't know. Lucy loves the song. Who am I to argue? Send the Fess, F-E-S-S, to Gloria.
He probably meant funds.
Maybe. Fess? I don't know. Send the Fess to Gloria, Mr.
Fees.
David. That's another one of these fees.
Fees. Send the fees.
To Mr. David. That's, again, supposed to be an FBI worker in Ghana.
Mr. Already sent David.
I'm waiting, Brown. Hello, Ann. Make sure you send the fees now. I'm waiting for my secretary to send me now. Brown. Hello, Ann. There's some serious problem this morning. Mr. Wong. You think Joe wrote this shit?
No, his name would be like Wing Wong Chang. Chow.
Mr. Wong is, but it's so stereotypical.
I know.
Like they just went, well, there's a Chinese place around the corner.
What's
here.
What's it called? Mr. Wong's
in
good.
Accra, so we'll go with this. There's some serious problem this morning. Mr. Wong has been arrested. He did not give you proper procedure in getting the funds out. Mr. Hines, he's got 57 varieties.
They got the Wong man.
Oh, Joe. It's late.
It's late. I'm tired. We had a big, good interview.
No. We're done. No,
no we're toast.
No, we're not.
Is the right person to wire the funds by Saturday now? They need transfer equivalent charges, €1,500. Again, typical scamming thing. There's a problem.
How much in this whole thing going on right now? How much money are we into? Is it $3,000 here?
But at a later there? Time, we'll get. We don't know. But
from what I'm seeing, we're in about $5 here.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
The bank director himself is going to do the wire transfer. The Interpol has mounted their CPU and IPS on the bank. They are waiting for you now to
with an MOUSE thrown in. I know. Another 200.
What are they talking about?
Computer stuff.
Yeah, I know, but they mounted their CPU.
They're
on the bank.
They're very horny. They're making a deposit. Huddle a huddle.
Where's their sock?
I'm right here. Thanks.
Hey, pal.
Let's just sock.
Hi, Chiz.
Can't have a show without us. Yeah. Maybe he should have done the interview. Would have done a better job, stupid.
9:18. 9:18 at night. Time for you folks to show up. We're on.
Here we are. They're waiting for you now to send the transfer equivalent charges, and the funds will be transferred. If not, they will probe the bank. And they'll pay you with double interest.
Now is Interpol
in the bank. They need you to send the fees fast. Please do your best.
Oh,
Brown.
God.
Hello, Ann. I received all your mails, and I also accept your apologies. Send €940 because of the 50 euros left. You have to know that I must do my best to get your funds to your account. I have no money now to complete fees, so please try and send the €940 tomorrow morning. Thanks, Brown.
Unbelievable.
They're playing that friend card. They're playing that whole friend card, all of them.
Yeah.
We're here to help you.
Well, yeah, that's what
we're
they
here
do.
To help you.
They're
and
on
now
my side.
I'm in a now we're in a bind.
Because we're
from
trying to help you.
You.
Yeah.
You got to help me. It's that whole.
Help me help you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and help and pay for my hotel bills because I've been sitting around here staring at the bank for weeks trying to help you. Send
I mean,
money.
For a woman that says go to hell a lot, this is what she should be saying right now.
Yeah.
So she writes to Brown, dear Mr. Brown, is the bank going to do the funds transfer if I pay this money? And she's in. Is this Donovan?
Yeah.
And then she writes to me the result in the email. The result, the truth. These are fucking idiots, so called Interpol and FBI.
Oh.
Damn it, they're not real.
Yeah.
Then more of these. Hello, Ann. There's a problem. Due to what Mr. Wong did, the Hong Kong government has declined the wire transfer read. Mail Hines sent to me now. Mrs. Ann Jackson, there is a serious situation here now with your friends. The Interpol and IC3 are here, and they are also witnesses with what is going on. The Hong Kong government has detected that Mr. Wong did not follow right procedures, and he has since been arrested. It was hard. I was.
Mr. Wong did it wrong?
The right procedures.
It's all white by me, something we can all like.
I bet even the scammers gave a smirk when they typed that.
Yeah.
he did it wrong.
Yeah.
Has since been arrested and took to count the court by Interpol. Mr. Wong's been arrested.
Oh, you know what? He did it wrong, so they took him away.
They have the
because
Wong
you know
man.
What? You not only lose
How many
your...
of these are we going to get you?
You not only lose your job, you get arrested.
Sure. The Interpol has also made sure that this case is followed legally. Spelled wrong. Now, with what he has done, the bank cannot make the transfer by SWIFT to your bank in Japan. The funds will be brought to you by Mr. Brown Copper. Again, they screwed up.
Mr. Brown Copper?
They interchanged cotton and copper. Copper is much more valuable than cotton. But they're screwing up here and she's not catching it.
She doesn't even notice that we're spelling
you know what
people's
she
names. Right?
She needs a bass solo to stop and think.
It's
go back to the drink.
Yeah. You got to give it to the scammers. It is an elaborate story.
It's something I would write to one of the scammers that I'm dealing with.
Are you taking notes?
I don't need notes.
But, I know.
But there's so many red flags. I mean, it's just
there's
you know.
There's so much stupidity.
Yes. You will have to pay the charges of the certified documents that will enable him pass through the authorities in Japan.
Now the certified documents. Now the certified documents.
Yep.
Now.
on Hong Kong to get to your doorstep. Either Mr. Brown or of the Interpol or one of the Interpol will bring the funds to you. The Hong Kong government has declared that the funds should be taken out of Hong Kong before next week. The documents to convey the funds to you will be obtained from the Ministry of Finance here, and it is 5,850 euros.
And that's probably about maybe 6,500 bucks.
I don't know.
I'd say 6,500.
Also note that no one can touch any of the money because the amount has been writing on the certificate of clearance. Send the fees to your agent so they can get with our bank lawyer to get the official clearance. Yours sincerely, Mr. Hines.
Now, let me ask you a question. Basically, in the past 5 minutes, there's a fee for this, the fee for that. Do you think that the scammers are getting greedy?
No, they got a mark. That's what they do. They milk you dry. And we've heard her in other conversations pleading, I have no more money. Once you're dry, they do it more.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. I mean, you know, let's say we were creeps and we were scammers. I mean, if you knew this person was dry, would you kind of make the money amounts a little lower? Knowing that you're
No, because she still believes that if I just send this, I remember, Joe, remember what the payoff is in this particular
$295,000.
Yeah, it's a little bit of money compared to the $295.
All right, yep. All right.
Then she writes to me, she goes, this is what Brown Cotton told me, to borrow 6,000 euros or forget the funds. You got to pay this or it's done. And you go. Then this is from Brown Cotton to Anne. Hello, Anne. Interpol wants to fly back tomorrow, so please make the decision fast. Again, the pressure. And then she goes, I'm sorry to ask you to borrow money. You can forget about the funds, Brown. I did my best to get here. So
you know, so now she's supposed to, and she's borrowing this stuff from her employer
and friends and students.
Friends and
this she goes, this so-called job is for funds transfer. What do you think? She's writing to me. This is why they need to take responsibility. They asked me to pay, and the result is nothing. I lost all the money, which I am suffering. They make mistakes. They ask the victims to open the case files, and they do not bring my funds back, but ask for this or that payment. What do you think? Again, they make mistakes.
Oh my God.
These are good people. They're just having a bad day.
They're just really, really dense at their jobs.
That's the problem, because it's not their job.
I know, because it doesn't exist.
It's like if I was an airline pilot, you crashed the plane. Well, what are you going to do? You know why I crashed the plane? I don't know how to fucking fly.
And you know what? There really was no plane.
Yeah.
Case two, gold bar scam. Now, this has been alluded to before.
Yeah.
She's mentioned gold bars.
And it's been, was it money laundering? Or
the whole thing behind, good thing you asked, Joe. Good idea, good thing. Because I've explained it before, but not in a while. The whole gold bar scam is the scammers will tell you, they're in war-torn country. They pose as U.S. Army men, military. They say, we found a stash of Taliban gold bars. Mm-hmm. We want you to help us get it out of this country, and we'll give you a cut. We don't want the government to get it. We'll share in the fortunes.
Right. Explain the consequence to that.
You go to jail.
Right.
Your money.
And why do you go to jail?
Because your money laundering.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, continue.
Thanks, Joe. Good thing you were here. You might want to isolate that because
good. You're here. Because
that was meant with sincerity.
Yes.
Be careful, guys. Tom is planning on scooping all of those. You might want to isolate that together. I don't know what he's planning on doing with them.
Tom's not that industrial. He's bluffing. Case two, gold bar scam. See what Brown told me. He told me he would return the money to me, but never. Miller reported him, and he informed me that the police were going to arrest him. He flew to North Korea to Japan. Really? North Korea.
North Korea.
Then this is them writing to her. Anne, listen, let me tell you, I'm a man of my words. I have helped you a lot, and I can see that you never appreciate all that I've been doing for you. You also insulted me and called me a liar. Well, this we can relate to. There is nothing to pay again after $300 U.S. You just insult me, which I will not take from you. I have paid for the stamp, which is what is left, is $300 U.S., and I do not have it. I have helped you a lot, but all I get from you is insult. Beware how you insult me, or I will take legal actions against you. Now, look what he's doing here. He's saying, wait, I've paid money for you. I'm on your side. I paid this money. She's got no proof that he paid the money.
Right.
She should ask for it. Instead of asking for it, what does she say?
But these people, as we talked about, when they're involved in these scams, they don't ask.
They lose
their
heads. Where's the receipt?
We're not emotionally attached. We don't have $20,000, $5,000, $3,000, $100,000 down.
Or all these people that are relying on you to get their money back,
right.
And they think you're the savior.
There is nothing to pay again after 300. Beware how you insult me, or I will take legal actions against you. Anthony would not like this because, you know, insults should be allowed.
in that instance, you're going to take a lead. In what court of law is this going to be in?
Yeah.
Is there a contract? Court, sure. Was everything has been a verbal?
People's,
you know,
court.
It's been a verbal. U.S. law says anything over like 1,500 or something like that has to be in writing. You know, so it's you're going to take me to court. Good. Happy
good. For $300? Yeah. Go ahead and see that.
I can only proceed when I get the rest 300 U.S. Get to the full stamp. Thanks, Brown. So now it's the FBI working on a gold scam.
And they're like quibbling over a couple $100. You didn't. I've been working really hard on this. Oh yeah, you fronted the money out of your own pocket.
Also,
I'm supposed to believe
right,
this.
And also another thing is they're saying they're flying from Japan to North Korea and they're flying here. We know what airfare costs. How
yeah.
much in airfare do you think that
would
take
waste.
For them to spend?
Well,
they, to
well, that's
fly.
Why they're saying you got to pay for the travel.
Yeah,
because they get that, and you know she'll never see that. I have already deposited the fees. If you cannot get it, then forget it. I can't send any money. I hate ungrateful people. Brown. I will never contact you again. You've insulted my personality. I told you send it.
You've insulted my personality. You're a bore.
Yes. I got some money. I'm trying to. Send it very early tomorrow morning, Brown. Brown's always asking for money. What can Brown do for you?
To your pockets.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hold hello, up. Ann. I can't get $300 U.S. Please try to get it. I'm at the office of the stamp. Apparently, stamps have offices.
Stamps
big
are really
stamp behind it. Where's the money?
Stamps have really gone up.
We'll lick this
were,
problem.
You
should have. I would have felt better about myself.
Yes.
No. Drown in your own misery.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. I'll race to the obvious joke this time.
And go. I wasn't ready. I'm sorry, Joe. I didn't mean to trip you to get to the obvious.
Yes.
I cheated. I am the office of the stamp. All monies I have used for duties. Brown. Hello, Ann. I have the docs now. We need stamp on the three, and it is $250 for one, which means that there will be $750. I have no dime now with me. At least try to do something fast before the documents expires.
Because they're gonna in 10 seconds. The documents will expire. They'll blow up like Mission Impossible.
Hello, Ann. The airport immigration is asking for insurance. I try to get it, but I can't because it's $4,000 for two.
Wait, he can't get 300. Now he's going for. Then he went to jacked it to 750. Now he wants 4,000
insurance.
Of course.
This is the copy of the certificate. What we need now is to insure the two gold bars. I'm sure he sent her a fake gold certificate because mm-hmm. they fake documents.
Yeah,
Brown. And then she writes to me. He and Mr. David raised $2,500 now. I have no money at all. This is real because you can see the plain paper. So she shows me. Man, it's not a paper. It's a JPEG. But anyway.
The JPEG of what?
Hello, Ann. I can't sell the gold bars in Malaysia. Only Japan. And it'll be sold through only you. Please take my advice so we can get them insured, please. I got $1,000 U.S. and David raised $500. What is the rest now is $2,500 U.S. Please try your possible best. Brown. Hello, Ann. I'm in North Korea. Sure you are.
Wait, he was just in Malaysia.
I'm in North Korea
he's
now.
Fucking planes going all over the world.
Well, this is the FBI, and he's talking to a Japanese civilian about being in North Korea, which we don't have diplomatic relations with. All right. Hello, Ann. I'm in North Korea now, and the stupid immigration officer is asking for a North Korean pass because of the quantity of the gold door. They said I must pay the sum of... Korean, $250,000. I don't know what that equivalent
$8
is.
$8.
All right, so not so bad. They are delaying me now. I am at the airport right now. Well, didn't you see the Tom Hanks movie? This will be fine.
But the funny thing is, he should have wrote that it was Dennis Rodman. It would be more believable that he's there.
It's unbelievable that he thinks that I'm just going to fly around places with no money in my pockets
no, no,
and
no.
get everywhere.
This African scammer speaks much better than Dennis Rodman.
Mm. That's true.
Please see if there's anything you could do to make me leave here. I am almost in Japan. Brown. Ann, please help me. Do anything you can so that I can leave here and enter into Japan. That is the only capitalized route left that I can pass with the gold. And I need to enter Japan fast because I do not want you to get any case with your company or your husband. I know what you've passed through. The fees you calculate is correct. Please try. Don't allow me to remain at this airport. I hate Tom Hanks. No, I wrote that.
I can't live here.
Because I'm almost there in Japan. Please help me out here. Thanks, Brown. Thank you for your word. I did try my best. Eric says he can raise $500. That's Interpol, Eric. If nothing happens by Sunday night, I'll have to fly back and then leave the gold there. Because they will not allow me to go back with it without paying the fees. So all this money that you spent?
Yeah.
It's gone.
Go.
You don't help me with this future money, nobody gets the gold.
So I'm just going to put these gold bars in, like, an airport locker. I'll give you the number.
Yeah. North Korea.
Could happen.
Right?
Hello, Ann. I'm standing in Tokyo Airport where they gave me 24 hours to pay for Japanese clearance. 280,000 yen. They want me to pay or return back. Please reply now. And this is again from the BlackBerry that says Japan. You don't believe me? I am held here and I've been placed on watch. Please send the money to me now. Again from the BlackBerry. I am really done with you here. You have no respect with me whatsoever for me after all I am facing. Again sent from the BlackBerry. You are stupid. I will fly back and send the 60,000 Japanese yen. Again sent from the BlackBerry. You really do not know how I suffer for you. All you do is insult me. Why? This is the FBI. Why, woman, why? I will send
why,
them.
Woman, why?
Well, that's why.
The thing is, he's a member of the FBI. He won't let me leave. You call the State Department.
Really?
No, no. We're doing illegal activities. We're you know, transferring gold bars. We got a corrupt FBI guy. You can't do that, Joe.
Yeah, the FBI always does this.
Sure, and they're with Japanese citizens who they've never met all the time. Nothing fishy is going on here. I will send back the money when I get to Paris, or if you can borrow 280,000 Japanese yen. Then when we sell the gold outside, we can return the money immediately. From the BlackBerry. When I get to Paris, I will send you the money. From the BlackBerry in Japan. I will fly back to Paris. This country is very strict. The 5% is too much. I will send you the money when I get to France. From Brown, again, in Japan. If I get to France, I will send you the money. Okay, this guy's got plans to travel all over the place.
Just while you're reading this, I'm just picturing the globe with the pens, line going here and then up there.
They're just going, screw it. Let's try any old country.
God
the
almighty.
Little dotted lines going across the map and then going back.
The only country that this American FBI guy does not want to go to is America.
America, oddly enough.
But just the airfare involved.
It's so crazy.
Be at least, think about it. It's got to be at least about $60,000 in airfare. So
yeah, and he's talking about, give me this money. I don't have this money. It's like, okay, cash in your ticket, idiot.
There's so much to question.
Yeah.
I see three brown cotton scam me because he never returned the money to me. Never. And, again, you can do what you like. I am so feed up of you and Mr. James, the military scammer. Now they want to
meal.
Kill. What?
I guess she had a good meal.
Sure.
She's all feed up.
Feed up. Now they want to kill me. No, why did I do that? Stupid. And I'm waiting at the airport now so the police can arrest me. The France immigration has seized the gold bars. I'm a dead man now. I lost my job already because of James. Now they want to kill me. The immigration said I must pay 2,500 euros to take such bars in France. I am finished. Brown Copper. He can't even keep his
own
damn name.
Brown Copper. Brown Copper is carrying a lot of gold. What the hell?
Him writing forgot who he is.
Forgot his own damn name.
It can happen. He's under a lot of stress.
We've seen that happen before, though.
It's under a lot of stress.
Oh, my God.
You should find the 2,500 euro and send me in France before they take the gold to France Treasury. I will be arrested now. James is a very wicked man. My daughter will be alone now. You see what you people have done to me? Okay. Brown. Like buckwheat. Okay. I will be arrested now, so I will hand the bars to the France police so they can keep it in the bank where your funds are. Brown. Police called my office and called his name. Well, I will go out of work now. No one will take care of my daughter. They will keep the gold in your account in France, so contact the bank. I lost my jobs. James did not ask why I kept the long in Tokyo. Brown. So he's adding another thing here.
Oh my God. He needs
money. He's going to be arrested. And the daughter, who we've never heard about, is now going to be fatherless.
It's like the whole damn lot of them are heading to jail.
I know. All of them.
Then she writes to me, here is who is Sis Brown Cotton. Dear Anne, I have called Mr. Brown, and he is there in North Korea. I know how you feel, but that man is a very good and straightforward person. I've managed to assist you in raising the sum of $800. I ask you to come up with the balance, as I will send it to him tomorrow in the morning. I have to meet him in Japan, so I know when I get there, you people will give me my money back. Take my advice. Brown is a kind person and a hard-working man with respect. Regards, Mr. Eric. Now, to Mr. Joe's point, they're saying she
Mr.
might not...
Mr. Joe Cotton!
They're saying, you know what, she's having a hard time coming up with this money.
Yeah, so
They're going to drop it a little bit. They're out.
That's what I'm saying, because you got to get to a point. It's like, look, we're trying to get our money, but look, we got to back. We got to get something.
And if she feels like we're trying to help, well, we raised 800 of it,
but you
want to
know something? You're trying to help, but these guys got to realize... That, you know, you could try the whole trying to help scam, but, you know, you got to watch what you charge for something, you know?
Absolutely.
So then she writes me, then she goes, the situation now. And then here's another letter. Miss Anne, the police are demanding for €2,500 before the bars can be released. I have tried everything possible. What I can do? Nothing! Sincerely, Mr. Eric. Anne, Brown has been detained. I am trying now to collect the bars from immigration here in Paris. They want €2,500 for the French clearance and certificate, including tax. All is €2,500. I don't place it where it will not come out again. I want to take it from them and sell them here. Sincerely, Mr. Eric. So now Brown Cotton or Copper, depending what he is this week, he's been arrested.
Well, hold on a second. He wants to place it where it won't come out again? What is he talking about?
I don't know, but it makes sense to her.
And he got arrested. Now he's with the FBI, right?
The FBI has been arrested, but Mr. Eric is there. He's flown to whatever country we're in. In France.
So
they're
the
in
FBI
France.
Agent yeah. is in
Actually,
so
Mr.
Is in
Eric
France.
Is in France.
This is like an international incident.
It is.
Most certainly is. Yet we've never heard about
but
it.
But you think, yes. yeah, and the U.S. government, yet we never heard about it. Now,
right.
that was real. You know, gold bars, FBI agent, the U.S. government would
cover it up.
It would cover it up, or there'd be a, cover it up, or there'd be a story about it.
Cover it up.
All right.
Come on, Joe. Cover it up.
Cover it up, yeah.
And I've informed you the situation. I don't know what you think or not. James now has been transferred to the Bahamas. That's a sweet gig for an Army guy.
Yeah, right.
A
yeah,
U.S.
Really.
Army guy just got a gig in the Bahamas.
Yeah, because
I'm
going to
be in a few
weeks
performing. I hope maybe I'll meet him.
Because they have a lot of barracks there.
Sure. I wonder if he's at Atlantis. We can hang out together and talk about Anne. I am doing my best to help you here. When you come back from your company, let me know. You can ask for the time from there until we sort things out. Sincerely, Mr. Eric. Mrs. Anne, I think this is coming to be an insult from you. Do you know who you're talking to? Like you would with a
yeah,
child.
Jailbird. Yeah.
Have you ever sent any money to me? Please, from now onwards, do not contact me again. I'm not your type, and this help I'm trying to help you is not by force. Never you contact this email address again. You can go to hell if your company does not believe in me after all the facts I sent them. Your Asian people are so full of shit. Sincerely, Mr. Eric. So now what we have here is
full of shit.
Asians are full of shit.
Anne has now gone to her employer.
Right.
So I need this money. They say, well, we need the paperwork. So these scammers fax all this stuff to the company.
Right.
In order, well, they'll certainly believe it now. We're using a fax. And and the company is going, no, this is bullshit. And and Interpol Eric is not pleased.
Yes.
He's not pleased. You know how much it costs to
now,
fax?
Damn, really.
So the company is telling her this is bullshit.
The company's telling her to tell Mr. Eric go to hell. Then she continues. She goes, he said Asian people are full of shit. Brown, Cotton, Copper, whatever. That's kind of, she put Cotton and Copper. Even she's catching it.
Oh, my God. But she's not
well,
calling them on it.
No. That's her.
But she's not calling them on it?
No. Lie to me, asking me to borrow money. And he returned the money to me, but never. What do you think? So-called Brown Cotton forgot what he said to me. He never returns the money to me. Never. Brown Cotton flew to North Korea and then came to Japan. What do you think, idiot pig? This is what Miller and Green message are. So this is from Parker Green, her soldier friend,
yes,
to her. He goes to her. And she goes, I'm crying all day. I'm worried. And he goes, I'm just going to do my duty. She goes, Jennifer asked me if I should send the money to Brown. He goes, I tried to reach you before. He goes, she told me to. She goes, so what did you tell her? I'm asking. He goes, Parker Green goes, Jennifer loves you so much. And goes, I also tried to contact Brown and James. Parker Green goes, she will do it. Anne goes, James never contacts me.
He didn't answer the question.
Of course not.
He did not answer the question.
He's a scammer. They don't do that. They're evasive.
He just said that the girl loves her. All right, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's mummy. Mm. Anne goes, I do not know what is going on. Parker Green goes, maybe she already sent it. Anne goes, I will ask Brown. I got you $200. Parker Green goes, Eric has some money too. Anne goes, yes, he told me. I will ask. Green goes, it's not enough. Let me check. Okay. She goes, $300 GBP. I don't know what that is.
Great British pounds?
Great British pounds.
Okay, very good. Great British pounds.
Which they don't even use.
No, 500 U.S. But
it's the euro now.
But this is her talking, so we know what we're dealing with.
Right. Oh, okay.
She goes, and Mr. Eric gets 800 U.S. He said so by mail. She goes, then she's talking to Miller. This is to Miller. Do not contact me. You're all scammers. He goes, thank you. He goes, you can call me any names. She goes, I lost my money. I lost my career.
I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt you. It's getting late. Who called them? Who called who scammers?
She's calling James Miller a scammer, the soldier, who's in the Bahamas now.
Oh, okay. Finally.
All right.
And we all want to enlist because of the Bahamas.
As well, we all should. We'll go there together. I'll be there in 2 weeks. Let's hang out on the beach and invade somebody.
Awesome.
Nice. You are. She goes, you're a scammer. He goes, you wanted to steal my gold. Well, there's a point there. She goes, a real scammer. He goes, you arranged for Yakuza. It sounds dirty. I don't know what it is.
Well, wow.
Mm. On February 21st,
2013,
Yakuza. Miller is talking
Jacuzzi.
To her. Take the gold from Brown. She goes, who wanted your gold? He goes, ha ha ha.
Who wanted your gold? Ha ha ha. What?
He goes, criminal. She goes, you're a real scammer. Yeah. You are. Do not contact me. He goes, fuck you.
Whoa.
She goes, you just use other people to pay. You are assholes. Please do not contact me. March 4th, 2013. This is, again, between the two of them. She goes, deal with your gold bars. Fuck you. You destroy my life. You will burn in hell. You fucking assholes. I will kill you. See what the result. He goes, I will send some boys to Japan. Again, the threats.
Jeez, no. More airfare. You should out buy their own jet.
Yeah, don't they have any locals they can call?
He goes, you will see. She goes, see fucking boys? Scammers? Scammers. He goes, go to hell. She goes, you'll burn in hell. He goes, I'll freeze in all those accounts. We need a weather person.
Jeez, when are they going
to... Top, down, up, down.
Man, once they say I'm rubber, you're glue, shit got real.
They kind of have at times, though, Joe.
Yeah, really.
He goes, you called Mr. Eric, Dr. Melvin, scammers. You will suffer in the fire. She goes, who? You. Your gold bars. Fuck you. I see nothing. He goes, you. You got some...
What the hell? No, yeah, I know you are, but what am I?
He goes,
you!
Wait. They will kidnap you. Wait and see. She goes, I'll send your boys to the police. Wow, amazing. Fuck all of your boys off. He goes, wait. Police? Ha ha! They will come from Thailand. You will receive some bullets in your ass.
I'm going to cap you right in the ass.
How are you going to interrupt this, Joe?
Because because if you see how Anne is responding.
See how you're talking.
It's late. It's she's responding with emotion.
Yeah.
Notice how he's not.
Yeah.
Oh, good point.
He goes, I raise the money. I will freeze all the two accounts. And Dr. Melvin, that's the guy that works for the United Nations, will never release any funds to you. She goes, bye. Never contact me. He goes, Green told me Eric need $350 more euros. She goes, do not tell me money. I have no money. Are you blind? He goes, why? She goes, they took all the money. He goes, from there we can have money. Yes. She goes, I have no money. She goes, these are the conversations.
Okay.
And she writes to me, they should be exposed and posted everywhere. Eric Bohr told me, I'm not going to read it like that, told me and Brown Cotton paid lots of money for this. I do not know how much this is the whole. The coming up UN secretary after I do unrest report. This is the whole truth. And I write to her. I go, Anne, they made no mistakes. Because remember, she's saying they make mistakes. Yeah. They got exactly what they wanted from you. You were their mark. How much money did you send them over a long period of time, over how long a time? What was the original intent of you sending money? I'm sure you've told me, but please refresh my memory. I think you should take this to the police. I think you should see if you can trace that BlackBerry. If it is a disposable phone, then perhaps not. If it is not, they might be able to get somebody from this syndicate. She writes to me, Mr. Javin!
Oh, number four!
The truth is that they are real, and I do expose them. They should reply to you. I do not want to repeat what I want to say again. The authorities take the money from the victims, and they do not need to explain to the whole victims before opening the case files. I am lucky due to all of these stupid authorities who hold the funds. I am not lucky. This is what I told you. The victims' funds are in the treasury. Do Eric Bohr and Brown Cotton help the victims? Judge it by yourself. Well, I kind of have.
We judge have it by judged, yourself. And we've told you that they're scammers.
Really?
About mysterious Miller. You insisted on that he is married. Brown Cotton denied it, saying you are a scammer. Eric Bohr and Brown Cotton met him in person. There is nothing to do with me. I did send you his whole name, and I really do not know how you investigate it. About Parker Green, his IP does not change because I did check another one. Same. About the authorities, all the authorities reply to me, but you said they are scammers. Prove it! CID Investigation Department replied to me, and you said he is fake. I really do not know how you will do your research. Again, I'm the asshole.
Right.
Joe, bite the tongue.
I respond. Tom, cut that up.
I told you how I did the research. I've shown you various proof of that. You were part of the scam. Then she goes, Mr. Javid!
Number five!
This is your investigation. The real Millers marry. Why would you ask a woman in Japan to find their match? It makes no sense!
Oh, God.
Oh, that's right!
Let's see. She continues, and then we'll call the night. Okay. We'll do a quick scamming scammers, and we'll get out of here.
Okay.
You are correct. Often the officials do not respond to victims. This makes it hard to believe that this is me responding to her. I'm sorry. You are correct often that the officials do not respond to victims. This makes it that much harder to believe that these people are really official.
Yeah.
Please tell this Miller because his friend. No, I don't know what the hell's going on here. She goes, please tell this Miller because his friend Green stayed with him before. Brown Con Eric Bohr met him in person. Bank lawyer Morris Maribe knows him too. I am attacking Eric Bohr, Brown Con, and UN Melvin Santos. My real attack is that I go for the law enforcement. I do have the whole evidence. All of her evidence is based on that all these scammers claim they all met each other.
Oh, Jesus.
They told me that they would get the victim's money back. The truth is that my funds are being frozen somewhere, and I did send the truth to you. The authorities really helped the victims or destroy the victims. They asked the victims to pay another payment again. I have no idea why they do not reply to you. Are they coward? Are they avoiding to take responsibility? They took the money from me and victim A. They do not offer the correct info, so they must tell the truth, because I did pay lots of money, and even I got threats from them. Are they serving people, or are they proud to pretend to know everything? This is my true case, and I did send the insult mail to the UN secretary. I am fighting for the truth and the human right. This is why I post them on anti-scam sites.
Oh, all right. God.
There's more here from that day, but it's quite a bit there.
Yeah.
It's a lot more. It's gotten more involved.
Yeah.
She's posting them on anti-scam sites, but she's posting them as their real official screwing up. She's not posting,
as she always has.
As she's not posting them, that she's warning people that this is a scam that they have to watch for.
Right. They're just. She
what
just
was you call it? A reflex scam or a rebound?
A reload scam. A reload scam.
You know.
Let's do a real short scamming scammers and get out of here.
Okay, I mentioned in the chat, because they were like, are we not going to do our stories? I was like, we're going to do a short bit. And Tom goes, what, like a limerick?
More or less. Now, settle down in there.
There once was a girl from God.
I just literally wrote that in the chat.
Did you?
Yes.
And she was hoping money would fall out of the sky like mine.
Very nice.
She met a prick who just wouldn't have any of it. And here we now go with our little shtick. You happy, Tom? We did that. Yeah. As promised, I am introducing a new character. A new person. When last we left with Belinda, which was April 14th of 2013, we kind of felt that the love was back. Me and her were very good with each other. It was good.
You were getting mushy.
We were getting mushy again. It was good to have that dialogue. Hi, DJ. You do not know me, but I think you are being scanned. Quote, Mavis is not who you think she is. Check out this link. And I give her a link from romancescam.com, which is a very good anti-scamming website. You can really find a lot of stuff on there. So cool. I endorse romancescam.com. The picture is of porn star Ann Angel. Sorry about this, but you should know before you send her money. If she has not asked you yet, she will. Now, what raised this red flag?
And who sent this?
I sent this to a victim because I went on her pages. Because remember, we know all about Mavis's various pages, which she's denied and accepted. Yeah, whatever, Joe. And she said on one of these pages that she's now in a relationship with this guy. So I saw this. I'm like, all right, I got to warn him.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's part of the things we do. We want to help people. So I'm writing him now.
Yeah.
I write him again. I go, you do not know, but I'm trying to help you. Mavis Mills is not who you think she is. She's an African scammer. You are looking at pictures of porn star Ann Angel. Here is a link of some of her pictures. And I send her one of the porn links with all the pictures. And it's the same as the model, Mavis.
Right. And he's enjoying the porn. And then he says to you.
Well, no, I go on. I go, the person you are talking with will ask you for money if they have not already. If you do not believe me, please try and have a Skype video chat with this person. She will come up with some more excuses why she can't. I'm trying to help you. I know a lot about this stuff. Sorry about this. Now, I got to word it this way because a lot of times the victims are so immersed.
Yeah.
They don't believe you. Even when you show them proof, they don't believe you.
No.
So, you know, and it's a very hard thing to do. And I made a mistake, which I would not do now. But I actually warned this person, DJ, as myself.
Yes.
A lot of times these people will turn on you.
Oh, yeah.
And now you're being attacked by scammers on your real profile. So if you're going to warn a victim,
right,
do it as a fake profile.
Okay.
But
good tip.
Yeah. So
pro tip.
I send some more pictures of an angel. Anne has been working on her site for the past 3 years. She was just turning 18 back then and figured she would have some fun. Well, she's been updating it every week since, and there will be as long as her fans want her to be. That's from the website.
Mm.
So he writes to me. So what you were saying is that it's a black woman posing as this Anne Angel, but one day she will video chat it with me on Facebook. And that's where we'll leave it.
Oh.
Now, I promise you, I know you guys feel about the stories. You got a little jilted.
Yeah.
I promise you. What happens on April 18th in 2013, shit's going to get real. It's going to get hot in Ghana. Because now I've warned about Mavis.
Yes.
So all types of things potentially could collide. And I might have a shitstorm. So if you love these stories and love the soap opera, I know I cheated you a little bit tonight, but we're going to give you a lot of it next week.
But the big payoff is next week.
Well, no. And then there's always more big payoff.
Ah!
But yeah, next week is going to be a good one.
It's going to be a good one. Okay, Tom said we got just the tip tonight.
That's all you. Like, Tom, I know you could take a lot more, but really.
And Lisa's begging for more. Lisa.
That's what I like to hear.
Come on, girl. You have to show a little more restraint.
She never has.
No.
I should probably make
Me neither. One. I wanted more, too, but he won't give it to me.
I'm going
to
give you a lot of this nonsense next week.
All right, good. Good.
I got to make a note.
We're going to be fresh for this because, you know, it's getting late. I'm beat.
Yeah. Oh, no. I know. Because
I'm trying to get out of here.
No, I'm just making a comment about the next week's show. It's cool.
No, it's going to be good.
I want my wits about me.
We'll have some time to recuperate.
Right. We got a little more time to delve into it. I mean, exactly. You know, Antwa's interview was so good, we just went a little long.
I know.
So, but we'll do it more next week. All right, we got to thank some people who let this.
Oh, by the way, we got up to 5, so Sharu was the closest on the Mr. Dobbins.
Oh, yeah, well, I forgot that.
A girl. Not a lot.
Sharu got 6.
Right on,
so
Sharu.
She was close.
But she was won over, so by Price is Right rules.
I know. Well, no, then nobody really won.
I was giving nothing this way.
No, nah, but she was.
I think we all won.
But you cut
We're
it
all winners
bit,
tonight.
You cut it a little bit short, so I think Sharu would have had it.
Okay. We'd like to thank Family Martial Arts. It used to be Success Martial Arts. They changed their name.
Yeah.
So we'd like to thank Family Martial Arts. Great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to do together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more, 845-469-1716, or check them out at, well, I don't know if that website's going to work anymore. So call them up, 845-469-1716.
Yeah, right. Ixnay,
I haven't gotten the new one.
Web A, say by Bay.
But you can look them up on Facebook, Family Martial Arts, Goshen, New York. You can look them up on Facebook.
Yeah.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache. They'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant, like the tip. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website, francescos-restaurant.com, and ask them when their next comedy night's going to be. Goldberg's famous bagel and kosher style deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again.
Mm-hmm.
Goldberg's bagel has the perfect schmear for your bagel as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese and spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher style deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering and sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy. Or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli is great for whether you want to eat out or order in if you have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call, 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan, of Davin's Den, you get 10% off. I'm a little tired, so I'm rushing through these. Surf Easy's VPN for your iPhone, Android, or computer is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. Surf Easy wraps all of your data in bank-grade encryption, preventing hackers, snoops, and even your ISP from spying on your online activities. Use it to secure public Wi-Fi hotspots or anything you want to remain private. Surf Easy also hides your location, IP address, and other trackable information from the websites you visit. Take back control of your online privacy today with a free account from Surf Easy. Sign up at surfeasy.com or download it from your favorite app store. Side-splitting productions for comedians, DJs, murder mysteries, karaoke, children's characters. Side-splittingproductions.com. Will beat any price or try. A number is 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. This week, I will be at Marcello's this Thursday in Suffern, New York, which is brought to you by Size Putting Productions. So I'm going to be there this Thursday. If you want ticket information, give them a call at 845-357-9108. Guys, we'd love to thank all you guys for hanging out with us. We've got a long show tonight. Thanks for doing this with us. We had a good time. As always, want to thank Anthony Cumia.
Yes.
For spending so much quality time.
Right. His show launches on this Monday, the 4th, anthonycumia.com. Check the page out and log on. It's going to be a phenomenal show.
Yeah. So support them. Support us. Thank you, guys. And we got a good show for you next week. It's almost like we're going to shoot our load next week because we're going to take time to recover. Yeah. It's almost like something like that might happen.
It's almost like that.
It's almost like that. So like that, if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening.
Good night.